Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And it was quite funny, I have to admit, that there was another song that went through my mind this week. I don't remember, it's probably one that Mary Jo teaches the preschoolers. About, it's about love, love, love. So that's probably why I got the earworm, because they're probably practicing for their upcoming Valentine's Day pageant. But then today, I thought of that simple yet very impactful song, that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Because I think of there are times and events and peoples and scriptures that leave us spiritually, physically, or mentally scarred. There are those people, places, events, times that perhaps put, almost blind us or digs up so much hurt that we can't see God's love that flows around us continually, that surrounds us. And that we may be difficult to look at in a different light. And this week, while looking at this middle section of the Sermon on the Mount, before we jump ahead and go into the Transfiguration next Sunday, we end up with these set of verses. And for some denominations, and some individuals, they use these verses to harm one another or harm themselves. And I want to just pull back, if we can. Pull back from those feelings that this might stir up and to infuse them with God's love for us. To infuse them with Christ who loves and who is coming into this world and shaking up the norm. Shaking up the laws that were talked about in Isaiah's time, talked about in the Psalms, and bringing new life into them, a new life and a new angle to look at. And he starts with, you have heard, and then he goes, and I say. And part of me is thinking that it's about the reconciliation. Did not take those extreme steps that he mentions, but rather to start at the beginning with the reconciliation. With that love that God gives us, that we in turn can give to others. And it's flipping that idea as he does. He likes to just flip things up on their head and show them in a new light, a new way to understand and to live. To find peace, to dissolve the anger that might be stirred up, or the hurt that might come, and to infuse that with God's love for us, for one another. So perhaps the angle of how we approach might change. That adjusting and navigating that has to take place for peace to indwell within us. God's peace that lives, and that grace that then we can extend to another person. The grace that we can even extend into the scriptures so that the light that we see them in is not dark and dreary and hurtful, but a light that shows that God's grace is flowing freely through them. That it's by grace that we have been saved. It is by grace we can go forward. And it is by grace that we can grow and stretch the love that we have beyond our understanding. To extend that love that guides us towards relationships with others. To reclaim the hurtful things and to redeem them. That love that transforms us continually into the beloved child that God's calling us to shift and change circumstances, that we can grow and just rejoice in God's love. And that love that seeks justice for others. And it's that love of community as it ebbs and flows, as we have our difficulties, as we have our disagreements, but it can flow back into communication and into reconciliation, back into that relationship that God wants for us, that connects and yearns to be one body living full of grace, that love that can heal the brokenness inside us, that claims us and infuses us with love to find that balance of our lives. So Karl Barth was another theologian around the time of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And in his last interview before he left the United States, after he gave a series of theological talks, because he is one of those that opposed Hitler's ruling of Germany and reclaiming the Lutheran faith from what Luther was, or from what Hitler was trying to make of it. So this reporter came up to Karl Barth and he asked him, in your years of theological study, in your years of preaching and teaching, what is one thing that you hold most dear that you can hold on to? And Karl Barth, being the great theologian that he is, or was, said the simple verse, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. So if a theologian of great wisdom and reading and understanding can have that simple verse, but yet very impactful, we too can hold on to that as we encounter the ins and outs of our lives. Amen.